Iran's foreign minister says the popular uprisings in the Middle East and North Africa have their roots in Islamic teachings. Adekar Salehi made a comment at an international conference on Islamic awakening underway in the capital, Tehran. Hundreds of scholars from around the world are attending the event. In Bahrain, a comatose protester has died in hospital after 7 months. The 29-year-old was attacked by regime forces during anti-government demonstrations in March. He is among dozens who have lost their lives since the Saudi-backed regime began its crackdown on protests in February. The Libyan Revolutionary Forces say they have advanced toward Sirte, one of the last strongholds of former fugitive ruler Muammar Gaddafi. This comes as the National Transitional Council issued a strong warning to Gaddafi's loyalists, saying they will face treason charges if they do not surrender. A U.S. drone has crashed in Pakistan's northwestern tribal region. Officials say technical glitches caused the aircraft to go down in South Waziristan. Washington uses drones to attack Pakistan's tribal zone. Hundreds of civilians have been killed in those strikes. Iraq's National Tribal Council has rejected any extension of U.S. military presence in the country beyond 2011. Tribal leaders say U.S. troops have committed many crimes against the Iraqi people, and prolonging their stay will not serve the nation's interests. A roadside bomb explosion in southern Afghanistan has left at least one U.S. foreign soldier dead. The victim's nationality was not revealed. Around 440 foreign troops have died in Afghanistan so far this year. Over 300 of them were American. Hundreds of Americans have protested in New York against the influence of corporate money in the U.S. politics. Inspired by the Arab world uprisings, organizers called for a months-long occupation of Wall Street. The protesters want an end to the influence money has over representatives in Washington. And in China, at least 9 people have died as days of heavy rain triggered landslides in the western Shaanxi province. Many more are still missing. Rescue efforts are underway with hundreds of police, firefighters, and local residents joining in. More rain is forecast for the region through Monday.